What's going on? This is Ann Capone, and I would like to welcome you guys to another edition of the Ann Capone Show. Hope you guys are doing well wherever you're listening from in the world. Thank you so much for joining me. I know I say this every single time, man. It's been a good minute, and for good reason. If you've been following me on social media, you pretty much know that I have not been having a good time in life as of late. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things have changed for the worse for you, boy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not here to dwell on that. But I do want to reflect on the fact that over this last month, I've almost lost every single thing that means something to me. You know what I'm saying? And I guess you have to go through it to relate to it. Because people simply don't want to hear this shit. I know this is going to probably sound crazy coming from me, but in life, I always felt like I was ignored. You know what I'm saying? And as this crisis has been going on, it really just kind of pinpointed the fact that I'm ignored. You know what I'm saying? I was talking about this shit on social media for days. Subliminally, you know what I'm saying? I constantly was saying little shit here and there, and finally, I made a post about being in a motel room, and that's when everybody decided that they wanted to reach out, you know what I'm saying? And Lord knows I appreciate that shit. For sure. You know what I'm saying? But I have been talking about this shit for days. I've been making a lot of really real posts on my social media as of late. And someone asked me, you know what I'm saying? Why are you putting all your business on social media? Because I'm the same goddamn person in real life. You know what I'm saying? The person that is on this podcast talking to you right now, the person that you see on social media, the person that you meet in real life, that's the real me. And I never really felt like, you know, people wanted me to be that. You know what I'm saying? I give, like, the perfect example. When I was younger, you know what I'm saying, I hung around, like, a lot of gangsters, thugs, a lot of people that, you know, was doing dirt out here in these streets, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people was like, why you not like them? Why you not this person, or why you don't act like that? You know, always wearing a gun in their clothes. You know, always, you know, appearing to be thugged out, because that was never me. You know what I'm saying? As I got older, people wanted to meet me to be a whole lot of different things, you know what I'm saying? And it's the same case right now. People, when they realize that they can't change who I am, you know, when they realize they can't change who I am, they act like they never liked the person that I was in the first place, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? I've continually been like the same person You know what I'm saying? Just with a little growth here and there. You know what I'm saying? But I've always been a person that tried to be, you know, honest with you. Tried to tell you my perspective, but, you know, people don't want to hear from me for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? And it sort of kind of bothers me. I went to work the other day, and it was a real, real bad traffic jam. You know what I'm saying? So I ended up getting to work a few minutes late. And when I walked in, the boss was standing at the door. And I said, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Sorry I'm late. It was a huge traffic. I don't want her here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to deal with you, Sadler. And before I knew it, the real me came out. And I said, you ain't going to deal with me. And he was like, no, I didn't mean it like that. You know what I'm saying? But I hadn't even finished my sentence. And he was already like, he ain't going to deal with me. You know what I'm saying? And in most cases, whenever I speak out loud, either I get cut off, or when I tell a story or tell somebody how I feel, they match that with a story or how they feel. You know what I'm saying? With no regards to what I just said. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie, that shit bothers the hell out of me. Straight up and down, though. It's like, I said this shit a long time ago on one of the first podcasts I ever made. You know, men like to talk too. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a woman thing. Men like to express themselves. And I said this shit way before podcast was even popular like that. Think about just the podcast space within itself. 95% of podcasts are made by men. You know why? Because they want to talk. If a person feel like they ain't got nobody to talk to, you know, that's kind of a fucked up feeling. And me personally, I know for a fact over the last number of years that I've become a better listener because I know that people like to talk, but I've never, and I mean never, been able to get my point across wholeheartedly without doing one of these podcasts or something like that. I just made a post on Instagram not even an hour ago. A dog is sitting on the psychiatrist's couch, and he pays money to get therapy, and he's telling the psychiatrist he just wish people will listen or pay attention to him. But the psychiatrist looking out the damn window and squirrel, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, that's how I feel. The shit that I post on social media, the shit that I say on this podcast, people really need to take heed to that shit, because honestly, I don't talk a lot. So when I feel like talking, I'm comfortable enough to talk. But if I get comfortable enough to talk and can't speak, how do you think that makes me feel, though, as a person, though? And this ain't even about no particular person. This is how I feel in life. Straight up. This ain't no subliminals or none of that shit, man. This straight up and down, me and you talking. You know what I'm saying? or you listening at this point, you know, I've always allowed people to express themselves on my podcast, you know what I'm saying? Because it's important for people to be able to express themselves, man. It's very important, you know. But I guess, man, we done got to the point where everybody is focused on themselves, you know what I'm saying? And we honestly need to do more listening than we do talking, you know what I'm saying? As a people, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, if you got something to say to me, I'm gonna let you say it without interrupting you. Because interrupting a person in the middle of a thought, it's just plain rude.